Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, welcome to Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're doing a live Saturday episode here. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
We understand the Peakless Mountaineer is on his way in, perhaps experienced some traffic delays.
Hey, before we get started, I just want to remind everybody, because this is a live show, and it's Christmas Eve for
We are here live on Christmas Eve.
It's not too late to put up your COVID decorations.
What is that?
Well, it's all the COVID decorations you have from last year that you took down. You can still put them up.
Like what?
You know, I don't know. Hang some masks, you know, unroll some mandates, you know. Get a wreath full of mandates.
I hadn't even thought about COVID today, Captain. Thanks so much for bringing it to my attention. I didn't have to see anyone with a mask on today because no one's out on the roads.
Yeah.
There's no one, you know, no person driving alone in their car with a mask on. I was completely disconnected from all things COVID until you brought it up.
Well, you're welcome, and I'm sorry.
Nice Christmas.
Simultaneously.
Thank you. It is Ian, Captain Kickass here. Phones open at 603-283-6160. We're actually going right to the phone.
Let's do it.
And then we're going to talk about conspiracy theorists who are being labeled as terrorists in New Zealand. And that doesn't mean it won't happen here.
Oh, that's like a preview.
Yeah, we'll get into that. But first, Rick is on the line. He actually called in 15 minutes before we started. Rick in Oregon, you're on Free Talk Live. Well, he's listening out on KBBR, where I think they start us a little early, and they play like an hour from yesterday. Anyway, Rick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird situation with the radio here and all that. Anyway, I was calling in. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thanks.
Just wanted to say, I think you got hung on the jury thing with Ian. They convicted you based on the fact of the ignorance of cryptocurrency. I don't know what percentage of the U.S. population even understands that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really low. I don't understand much about it, but just, you know, I have an open mind about stuff, and I kind of think, the ignorance got people thinking, oh, this can't be good. I mean, it's trying
to... Yeah, I mean, that could have been a factor. You're referring, for listeners that are maybe just tuning in here, that only get us on Saturday nights. This week I was convicted by a jury of my so-called peers of eight counts that I was facing in trial at the Crypto 6 trial this week. And I think you may be right to some extent, Rick. There may have been, a lot of uncertainty and confusion surrounding cryptocurrency. Plus, you can roll in the fact that the Sam Bankman fraud guy was
all over the news.
In the news, and that has really been a real albatross around the neck of the cryptocurrency industry.
That didn't help you at all.
Well, I also think that this jury was in a hurry because of Christmas. I also think that they just did not care. They bought what the government was selling, hook, line, and sinker.
They had to.
They took about 5 hours of deliberation, a couple hours after closing arguments, which was enough time for them to select a chairman and, like, figure out the schedule they were going to try and adhere to, and that's about it. They came in the next
day. They took a few smoke breaks, too, from what I was told.
They came in the next day, got some free coffee and breakfast, decided, hey, let's get another free lunch out of this thing and hang this guy and get the F out of here so we can go Christmas shopping.
Yeah, I've been in trouble with law myself, and avoided juries, just because I grew up in a government town.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew my background, everybody knew my history and whatever. I just thought I'd go with the judge and all their BS and get a settlement, you know, a plea deal.
Yeah.
Cause I knew if I went to trial, the town would hang me.
Yeah.
So knowing that and knowing, I mean, you should probably do maybe a survey on how many people are intelligible about cryptocurrency, because I believe it's a very low.
Yeah, it is.
People.
It is. Yes,
so it's definitely low.
Your jury pool was uneducated on what they were dealing with.
It's worse than that, though, because the judge gave them specific instructions to review all of the evidence for each count. Now, if there's eight counts, it's going to take me, just as an individual, probably at more than 5 hours anyway, to review all of the evidence presented during the trial for each count.
Well, they're not obligated to.
I know, but like the judge instructed them to do so.
Sure.
And so it seems to me like that's what they did. They went back to how many think he's guilty? And everyone's like, we all do. Mm-hmm. And screw this guy.
I would think that meant that there was somebody who didn't vote guilty the first time around. Because otherwise they'd have been back in an hour, right? So it's
that's where a good judge, one that knows the law, knows that crypto isn't really under the Constitution. It's a completely unregulated entity. Should nullify the jury's verdict or whatever, but you're probably not looking at that.
Well, we're gonna appeal this thing. Yeah. We have motions in to dismiss the counts because the prosecution did not prove their case in any of the counts.
But I hope they
still got their conviction. Rick, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I just wish you luck.
Thank you.
I hope you guys get that. It's going to be a tough fight because the cards, when you get before the court, it's you and your lawyer against the whole taxpayer system. And, just like the guys, the oath keepers and everybody else who got trouble back east there, them and their lawyer against the whole machine. So,
yep, and that machine's got a lot of money, an unlimited supply of money that the taxpayers fund for it, and that's what they can throw at you. And they've spent millions on this trial and its investigation as well. Thank you, Rick, for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Now joining us, we have...
Peekless Mountaineer.
Peekless, welcome to the program. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And as Captain pointed out, we are indeed live here on Christmas Eve. The phones are open, and you can bring up absolutely anything that you want to discuss. Since he mentioned it, I've actually had a story in show prep for a little bit here about millennials. He was talking about how people are not comfortable with cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. They don't know a lot about it. You would think millennials would be more so comfortable than your average American or Gen Xer or somebody older. And the headline here from CNBC.com is only about 30% of millennials are comfortable investing in crypto. And that's down from around 50% in 2021.
Mm.
So a huge drop.
I kind of don't like the whole generational titles, right?
Sure.
Because I find them quite useful.
Well, to me, it's just another way to sow division. Another way for people to hate each other.
I think the boomers have it coming at this point. Honestly, they screwed us, man. They screwed your generation. They screwed my generation.
I don't know if my parents screwed me.
Okay,
they're boomers.
I'm not saying your individual parents screwed you. I'm not saying everyone in that generation is a bad person. I'm saying that generation was so mind-bendingly irresponsible that we have no chance of ever, owning a house, for example. The American dream is gone because of what they have done with their money. What they have done with their votes. Because they have how they have run the country.
Were
and
they that much
the
worse
world.
Than whoever? What was the generation before the boomers?
That would be the so-called greatest generation.
Were they any worse than the greatest generation? I mean,
yes.
Wasn't the greatest generation involved in the huge welfare program from FDR?
War-mongering, right, the whole nine yards.
Well... they did manage to bring in some terrible programs, I'll grant you that. But, I mean, nothing compared to what they've done now. Because
I think the boomers are conceived as worse because there was more of them.
Right.
Okay.
So that's one of the big issues there. You had this massive bulge in voting power. So they got everything they ever wanted. And that's a really weird thing to have one voting bloc that gets everything ever. And that's what they had.
And they are still in charge.
Yeah, they are still in charge. That's part of why we are currently at risk of nuclear annihilation, mm-hmm. which no one seems to want to talk about, the fact that we're still teetering on the brink of annihilation. So
yeah, there was some news this week about the Satan II missile over in Russia that they're talking about.
Satan II?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
They've upgraded from Satan I. Wow.
Satan 2.0.
Sounds like a really good way to end the world, doesn't it?
The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join us. You can bring up whatever you want. We'll talk about conspiracy theorists being labeled as terrorists in New Zealand, and don't think it can't happen here. That's on the way. Plus, Edward Snowden is saying he told you so again. I'll tell you what about.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join us here. It's the live Christmas Eve edition of the program.
I'd like to point out that as the resident bearded fat man, I am Rio, unlike the other guy.
Hey, I will have you know that Santa Claus is a very real person, sort of. You see, he's the spirit of generosity, and he lives at the top of the world, and from time to time, he possesses people so that they will do generous things. That is why you get a bicycle in the middle of winter when you can't use it.
Okay.
Speaking of bearded men, you guys are going to be in here later tonight as the midnight hour is crossed into Christmas Day. So you guys are going to take our listeners into Christmas Day.
That's right.
Late tonight at Beard Talk Live.
Which ho, bitches.
Will be happening.
I can practically hear the tiny hooves on the roof.
At 10:30 Eastern Time is when you can start listening to Beard Talk Live. And you can do it on our video streaming platform. So follow us on Odyssey over at video.freetalklive.com. That's where you can subscribe to our Odyssey channel. And then you can watch the actual program happen live at watch.freetalklive.com after 10:30 Eastern. That'll be tonight. I believe Nobody will be joining you as well.
I believe so.
Co-host. You can call in here tonight. We are here live, and the phones are open as always at 603-283-6160. According to CNBC.com, since we're talking about crypto a little bit here, our caller kind of led us into that. Cryptocurrency's popularity with American investors is on the decline. In 2022, only about 21% of Americans feel comfortable investing in cryptocurrency. That's down from 35%.
Yeah, because they're afraid the feds are going to bash in their door with tanks and military people.
Yeah, legitimate concern.
That seems to be the only thing majorly driving the skepticism of cryptocurrency. Yeah, no, after your conviction.
Well, and the Sam Bankman thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm saying like that and like all and the library thing,
getting sued and losing by the SEC.
And have you heard where XRP is?
No, I've not heard any updates.
XRP, Ripple, the corporation that's associated with them.
I know they're still in the lawsuit, last I heard, but okay. I don't know what the case status is.
But yeah, so I mean,
it doesn't look good, that's for sure. I mean, if it's going to be anything like the library case, it's not going to be good at all.
Yeah, people are hearing about these lawsuits left and right, and they're like, well, I'm not touching this until it's legal.
Until it settles down. Yeah.
Well, and this is why I have said since the beginning, we will never see regulatory clarity. The second there is like a clear set of rules, mm-hmm. there are so many people who want to dive into this space, but will not do it until there's a clear set of rules.
Well, mm-hmm. the problem is, of course, the United States government and other governments are attempting to shoehorn new technology into existing legislation.
Right, and rather than pass new legislation.
It's going poorly. Right. You know, it would be like trying to regulate email using whatever legislation there is for regular letters.
Well,
like
it's going poorly
for
us little guys. It's going great for the government, who is just locking people up left and right and destroying businesses
and
like
lives.
The Library Corporation. So Library, for listeners that don't know, we just told you about Odyssey. It's a video streaming platform that was originally a part of Library. Now, they spun it off into its own corporation just in time, by the way. So Odyssey's sort of separate now from Library. But what Library is a media sharing protocol that allows you to share not just videos, but audio, PDF, and other things.
Yep.
You can share through this protocol. It's blockchain-based. It is sort of like a torrent-based thing as well, without getting too deep into the weeds of how it works. It works very well, and it's been around for more than half a decade now,
yeah.
I think, at this point. And then a couple of years ago, the SEC decided to file a lawsuit against Library, accusing it of offering a quote-unquote unlicensed or unregistered security in the form of the token that kind of is the guts of the system. It's what makes the system go,
right.
Basically. When you upload a video to Library, you have to pay a very small amount of the Library credits in order to make that possible. You can also use Library credits as sort of like a pass. So if you want to take a video that you have on your site, on Library, and you want to restrict the access to it, you can say, I think someone needs to pay 10 Library credits, which is way under a dollar
right
now, 10 Library credits to be able to watch this this video. Most people, I don't think, do that, but it is a feature. It is an option. So the credits kind of make the system go, and it makes it possible. So they're what you might call a utility token.
Mm-hmm.
But despite the fact that they have utility, The SEC made the argument at a New Hampshire district court in a civil trial against Library that it was a so-called security because Library did X, Y, and Z when the thing first launched, and so therefore it's a security, and they won. And now they're going to not only bankrupt Library, the corporation, the company, but they're going to they want more than just bankrupting them.
Right.
They want them to pay like 200% of their value or something like
that. Doesn't that type of ruling make things like Chuck E. Cheese token securities?
Yes, yes, actually.
That's the kind of scary thing that could come out of this.
What they've done with this is actually mind-blowing, because like anything that is expected to raise in value is a security.
As long as
so
you say
like
it is.
Everything.
I think if you were to be able to release the Chuck E. Cheese token without actually suggesting at any point from the Chuck E. Cheese Corporation or anybody connected tangentially to the Chuck E. Cheese Corporation that, hey, you might want to get a few of these because they could go up in value someday. If you were to say that, then they would go ahead and bring that lawsuit and they would absolutely win it, because that's essentially what happened here. Was apparently somebody posted in a Library Reddit that might have been related to somebody who was within Library or whatever, yeah, and they speculated that this could go up in value. Oh, well, now it's a security.
Yeah, so heaven help you if Chuck E. Cheese says, we are going to be getting new systems in. There will be more games, which means this credit will be more valuable.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, done. Sorry.
You're out of business.
Gary Gensler's going to be up your bottom about this now.
Yeah. And
except that's never going to happen because it's just selectively used to target what they don't like.
That's right.
Oh,
the cryptocurrency
you're using
industry.
This for free speech. Oh, no. No. Give me twice what you're worth.
From what I understand, that's somewhere where the so-called negotiations are, the gun-to-your-head negotiations that they're doing here for the so-called settlement in this case, where both Library and the SEC have to come up to some kind of quote-unquote agreement, or the judge will step in and make the decision for them.
Yeah.
So that's where I believe they're currently at. It looks really bad right now. The good news, if there is any good news in this situation, is that Library is a protocol. That means it's not a platform. That means it is just simply code that anyone can operate that can continue running, and hopefully will, in the absence of the Library Corporation. So when and if Library goes down in flames, thanks to the SEC and the federal court system, the Library concept, the Library program, the blockchain, all of those things will continue moving forward. And maybe we'll see something like a decentralized autonomous organization spring up to replace the corporation. I don't know if there's been any public discussion about anything like that. I'm by no means an insider at all with Library. We have a channel. We post our stuff there, and that's about the extent of our knowledge beyond just, you know, kind of knowing Jeremy Kaufman. I mean, we have some contact with him. But.
So far, the rules seem to be that if you are along with what they're trying to do and you steal less than $10 billion, they won't come after you.
The number here is 603-283-6160. And again, numbers of Americans that are comfortable investing in cryptocurrency down significantly since 2021. Is crypto over? This is Free Talk Live.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
U.S. USA News update. A major winter storm that created blizzard conditions and dangerously cold temperatures across much of the country is causing chaos at the nation's airports. According to FlightAware, 1,000 more flights have been canceled or delayed today, stranding many travelers on Christmas Eve. This woman says her holiday plans in Canada were being disrupted as well.
Very tired, very cold, not so great. My flight was canceled. I was going to go to Vancouver, and now I don't know.
President Zelensky condemning Russia after a deadly Christmas Eve missile strike. Earlier today, Russia launched a series of strikes on the city of Kherson. President Zelensky called Russia absolute evil. More than 1,500 NORAD volunteers are tracking Santa's trip online and on social media in a holiday tradition since 1955. This is USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The number for you to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It is the live Christmas Eve episode of Free Talk Live. And by the way, we are going to be live tomorrow as well. Captain, you're going to be heading up the Christmas Day episode of Free Talk Live. We'll also be live New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, because that's just what we do here. We really like doing radio for you to listen to. We especially like it when you participate. That's why our phones are always open.
The message of freedom, peace, and prosperity doesn't take a day off.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. Now, would you consider yourself jolly?
Not today.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
I gotta admit, man, the whole your whole trial thing is
bit of a bummer, huh?
No jolly fat man on Christmas.
I'm feeling a bit dispirited.
Yeah.
As a result, I mean, like, I should have known in retrospect. I allowed myself to get my hopes up.
Oh, man.
Based on the discombobulated presentation that the prosecution had. They were all over the place. Yeah. They barely made a point. They bored the crap out of everybody.
They made your case for you half the time. And, like, everything seemed to be like, oh, Maybe there will actually be justice in a U.S. court.
And, like, if anything, and, you know, I've got a lot of retrospect about what I think might, should have, whatever, but if anything, you were hyper-vigilant in making sure that, yes, your position is unique, but you did comply with all of the things that you researched that you had to do what you were doing. Like, legally,
well,
right? You had all the certificates, you had, you know, you filed with the state as a church, right? All the hoops you had to jump through in your position, you did all of those things. Your position's unique because you are a church, but considering that, like, the evidence overwhelmingly supports your position. But
that's what you would think.
The jury didn't give a crap. They were like, nope, screw this guy in particular, and let's go do some Christmas shopping after we get our free lunch.
BullionMax.com/FTL. Regardless of what happens in the courts, they're going to screw your money system hard. Yeah. And they're doing it as we speak. It's one of the things we're talking about here tonight. Yeah, crypto's cool and all, but you know what? Something's much more reliable historically. Because crypto, you don't know what's going to happen day to day. But gold and silver historically have been the most stable assets in recorded history. And we're big fans of things like the gold back here on Free Talk Live. You can get a free gold back when you order the Bullion Max Silver Starter Kit at employee pricing at bullionmax.com/FTL. You don't have to deal with a salesperson. Your precious metals will ship fully insured directly to your home. It's super fast. It's easy. Obviously, you can't get it in time for Christmas at this point, but 5 ounces of silver from the world's most popular mints. This makes a great gift anytime or a great gift for yourself. Now, you do only get one per household, so keep that in mind. If you've already tapped out on this, well, make sure you explore the rest of Bullion Max's inventory. They're always getting new products in there. I'm getting their emails regularly. They've always got something really cool going on there. Of course, they got the new silver back, which is a really cool collectible that's related to the gold back. You can't miss this. It's bullionmax.com/FTL. Get yours. It is limited time, and because you're a Free Talk Live listener, you get the employee pricing. That's bullionmax.com/FTL. Let's go to Tom. He's in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
I just wanted to remind everybody, you know, as you're sitting down tonight, maybe enjoying a cup of coffee or maybe a hot chocolate or eggnog, whatever you do, don't stir it. You know, if you want sugar and cream with your coffee, put that in first like they do at the donut shop and then fill the cup. Don't stir your drinks tonight.
Why?
Because Santa Claus won't come. 'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house.
Not a creature was stirring.
Yeah.
Not even an ounce.
Thanks,
Tom. My God.
Which, last I knew, our expert spoon operators.
I think it was a Tom and Jerry cartoon where they had, like, the mouse, and he's like, hey, I'm a mouse, and I'm stirring, and he was actually stirring like a cauldron or something.
So people in the world of crypto, it's looking pretty dire right now. I asked the question before we went away there, is crypto over? You've got now 21% of Americans that feel comfortable investing in crypto, down from 35% last year. That's a significant drop.
I think America is
worthless. Give it all to me.
This is actually a statement about the status of, quote, Americans, unquote. And these are people who supposedly believe in the, quote, American way of life, unquote, which supposedly is about freedom. And so,
yeah, right.
The quote unquote Americans obviously don't support freedom because cryptocurrency is the freest of all currencies that you could possibly use. It is separated from state in every way that it possibly can be. Using cryptocurrency puts your transactions outside of the purview of statists who continuously bomb people. And have since I've been alive, since well before I've been alive. In the words of Mark Edge, it is one of the only, if not the only way that you can currently wage peace in this world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're going to see crypto adoption be the exact opposite of where the money is now. Like right now, the entrenched financial interests, they're benefiting from what's called a cantillion effect. So all of the money gets in their pocket first, then they get to spend it, and then there's a bunch of new money, so prices go up. But they've already spent it before the prices went up.
So they got the better deal.
Right. So that's how the entire scam is set. So... Mm-hmm. So there's individuals within the U.S. that applies to, and it applies from country to country.
Mm-hmm.
So who's going to benefit the most? Africa. the poorest countries.
Yep.
They're going to leapfrog straight through the entire financial system as it was set up over the last 100+ years. They're going to just jump straight over that in the same way that they're jumping straight over the telegraph wires.
Mm, right, yeah, like in Africa right now, they have solar-powered cell phone towers as their infrastructure, right? Mm-hmm. So whereas the United States has cables, lines, you know, that the whole internet network is based on the railway network, and that's where all the large fiber optic cables are buried that carry a large amount of traffic. Well, Africa doesn't have that, so they're going to just jump over all of that. They're going to skip, you know, from tribal ages right into the wireless age, skipping over all of the analog infrastructure that the United States had to sort of work its way up to before it got into wireless technology. So the adoption of wireless technology will be their infrastructure, and therefore cell phones will be their first big technological achievement as far as
they've had that
mass,
for years.
Well, I know, but as far as mass is adopting it. And thus, there's, if correct me if I'm wrong, 30 million unbanked?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, the other thing about Africa...
I think it's actually like 3 trillion on the planet.
Wow.
Are either unbanked or underbanked.
3 trillion?
That's correct.
3 trillion what?
Unbanked or underbanked? People who
there
have no access.
Trillion human beings on the planet. You mean billion?
Oh, sorry.
Billion, okay.
Sorry, I've been dealing with billion. Money so long, I'm like, wait, trillion's the one that matters, right?
It's hard after so many zeros.
Right. Yeah. But there's basically a boatload of people who have no access to any kind of banking services whatsoever.
Yeah.
Their first exposure to banking services will be cryptocurrency.
Well, actually, the thing is about Africa, one of the interesting things that was being talked about years ago with crypto was the fact that they have so much cell phone penetration in Africa. Mm-hmm. It's been a thing for the last, you know, couple decades.
Yep.
And cell phones are cheap. The services are cheap. Essentially, the market's unrestricted. So the competition has been hot in a lot of these African countries for cell phone service. So this has been going on a long time. And interestingly, the African people, because they've had these phones, have been trading phone minutes as an electronic currency since a long time ago. So these guys are primed for cryptocurrency.
Oh, yeah.
They know what it's like to trade electronic currency or something that essentially is a stand-in for an electronic currency. They were buying things with phone minutes way back in the day. And when I say that, I mean like early days of crypto.
Yeah, they were doing both cell phone minutes and those long-distance cards.
Mm-hmm.
Like you go to the 7-Eleven or whatever and get a card that's good for, you know, 5 hours or whatever, 100 minutes or whatever. You could buy a card.
Right.
They were also trading those.
The foundation of Americans' power at this point in history, since we've been failing militarily left and right, is its money system. So it's going to jealously guard its power over money.
Mm-hmm.
And where can it do it the most damage to, you know, peaceful people trying to transact peacefully is in the U.S. So the U.S. is going to be the slowest adopter of Bitcoin.
According to the local Bitcoin statistics, the last time I looked, which was a little while ago, but fairly recently, in the last year or so, Nigeria is the number one country on the planet for people buying Bitcoin.
Yep.
And Venezuela is number two. All right, so what's that going to do for those people in the long run? There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here, and you can join the show. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Welcome to the Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Christmas Mountaineer.
And the Captain.
And we've got a little gift for you, dear listener. Coming up, you've got to wait a week. We're delaying the delivery of this. We have to. It's not really a Christmas gift. It's it is a gift.
It's a gift nonetheless.
It is a gift in a different form. You won't be able to unwrap it, and it's not going to be a surprise because we've already told you what it is. But I'm going to remind you that in 1 week from tonight, it will be the last night of our what we call in the business old clock. So in the radio business, we follow a clock, meaning that there's certain things that have to happen within an hour. There has to be the top of the hour news, and that lasts until a certain time. And then there has to be a certain number of breaks with a certain number of minutes that local stations and we and our network can play advertisements, because that's just the way syndicated talk radio works.
Right.
And we haven't ever changed our clock.
They call industry standard.
Yes. Well, all clocks are different, so there's no standard per se in what the clock has to look like, but there's certain things that are pretty common.
Yeah.
And 4 breaks an hour are pretty common. We're going to 2 starting on January 1st. Free Talk Live is going to not just have 2 breaks an hour. We're not like making the breaks longer, those 2 breaks.
Slash in half.
They're going to be the exact same length. They're going to be the top and the bottom of the hour. And the ones that that are at the 15 and the 45, roughly, are going to disappear. So we're going to have 2 show segments an hour, of over 20 minutes apiece. We're actually going to get 8 more minutes of talk time per hour. It's a 20% increase in show time every single hour.
Now with 20% more show.
That's right. Good luck finding that anywhere else, right, as far as on the radio is concerned. Yeah. So,
and doesn't that like cut our commercial breakage in practically in half?
I think so. Yeah. I think it is cutting it in half,
so, like,
actually.
Half the commercials? Who doesn't want that?
Exactly. And it'll actually be less than half for us because the what we call the network ads are going to go down just 2 minutes an hour.
Right.
So we are cutting the bulk of our own advertising out of the show. And our local stations are going to lose some, too. But we did it even Steven. Local stations always get more ads on our clock than we do. So they're still going to have more because we got to give them something, right?
Yeah, like sure.
They got to have something. That's just the way it is. Yeah. It's what they call the barter deal in the business. Like, they get to play their ads on our air, and they don't have to pay a local guy to sit in there at night, right? So it's a big money saver to run the show. And so the idea is, let's make Free Talk Live a little bit more competitive with the internet, right? Because in the old days, radio didn't have any significant audio competition besides somebody's cassette deck or CD player in their car.
Right.
And then in the last 15, 20 years, that's especially in the last 5, that's really started to change. People's listening habits, we know it, are starting to change. The radio business is a slow dinosaur, right? Like, they've been around for a long time. They've got the incumbency. They've got listeners that have been around for forever, and they figure they're going to be able to coast. They're starting to wake up and realize that they are not going to be able to coast their way to success anymore. It's time to seriously, you know, start competing with new media. And the fact is, you go and tune into some new media show, you're lucky if you hear one advertisement in an hour. Right? Like, not that I listen to a lot of content, but it's the impression that I get. And people are used to short advertisements, that sort of thing. So we're cutting our ads. We're still going to be a radio show, first and foremost. But we're going to have deeper segments. We're going to have longer segments that are not as interrupted. They're not being interrupted all, you know, every 10 minutes.
Yep.
So it's going to be a different feel. It's going to be interesting. And we're just going to throw ourselves right into it on January 1st without any, you know, and no practice rounds. We're just doing it. So.
I'm not afraid.
No dress rehearsal.
Yeah. Well, you guys did do one dress rehearsal on Beard Talk Live
a
few weeks ago. And that was so we could test the show clock just to make sure it didn't break in the middle of it.
Because Beard Talk Live doesn't normally have but one break in it.
You take it whenever you want to.
Well, usually at the halfway point, but it did sort of interrupt our flow. We're used to having the longer segments and that. So Free Talk Live is going to become more congruous with longer segments, better conversation.
Correct.
Which I think is better for the listener.
I think so, too. So that's what's coming in the new year. You got about 1 week left, and we're going to make a big change. And I'm excited about it. I'm really looking forward to it. So
before we go on to a new topic, it doesn't really connect to anything else, but I just want to throw it out there for the listeners. In case anyone is really curious about the Hunter Biden laptop, there's a massive, like, 700-page report from a place called Marco Polo. And if anyone really wants to dig into it, it's on BidenLaptopReport.MarcoPoloUSA.org.
And what are they doing? They're just looking at what's on the laptop?
What is on that friggin' laptop? Mm-hmm. Because we've spent plenty of time talking about how the FBI suppressed whether this was true or not. This was like it's Russia. Russia has definitely, like, planted this thing.
Nope, that was a lie.
I haven't had the time to look through it myself, but if anyone out there is curious, I just want to throw that link out there.
Interesting.
Because I'm sure there are some interesting things in there.
All right. Plug the link one more time.
It is BidenLaptopReport.MarcoPoloUSA.org.
All right. Check that out. BidenLaptopReport.MarcoPoloUSA.org?
Yep.
All right, so we're going to continue here. There's some more highlights from this study that they did, looking at Americans and whether or not they're interested in investing in cryptocurrency. Numbers are down a lot, from 35% in 2021 down to 21% of Americans that are what they say comfortable investing in cryptocurrency. I mean, that is.
I would imagine that most Americans aren't comfortable investing, period.
Right.
That could be true, but regardless, it's still down, and that's an important thing here. They say here the decline is unsurprising, considering nearly $2 trillion in value has been wiped off the crypto market since November of 2021. James Royal, principal reporter at Bankrate, tells CNBC, quote, traders of any asset are fair weather fans, and with major cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin and Ethereum down more than 70% from their all-time highs, it's little wonder the shine has come off these coins.
Are they talking about investing as in these investment vehicles that have been manufactured by the banks with things like wrapped Bitcoin and that kind of a thing? Or are they talking about the Americans are afraid to just go ahead and buy some?
That's what it sounds
as
like,
an investment. Because it sounds to me more like they're talking about they're afraid to go through the banks and get their Bitcoin, quote-unquote, investment
product. No, that's not what I'm hearing here.
Okay.
No, they're talking about Bitcoin and Ethereum.
Okay.
Yeah, I think this has a lot to do with just where asset prices are anyway. Mm-hmm. So, like, right now there's this quantitative tightening. You know, they're bringing the rates up. They're not buying their own treasuries. So there's just less money that is being thrown into the world. There's fewer U.S. dollars and fewer U.S. dollars because taxes aren't going anywhere, but they turned the money printers off. So all of the asset prices have been plummeting. And historically what happens when you turn that around is when there is a sudden dip in asset prices, in land, in stocks, in all of that. And basically, Bitcoin has been treated as if it is a super risky tech stock.
Well, and that's what they point out here. Many of young investors' interest in crypto was due to the, quote, lottery ticket atmosphere, unquote, where it appeared you could make a lot of money quickly, said the spokes guy here. He says many young investors don't understand what they're buying, but they can see the price going up, and so they want in. And this is the big critique that a lot of us have had for years now on the cryptocurrency marketplace, is that there's this huge attraction to the number go up person, the kind of person who doesn't understand what cryptocurrency or Bitcoin was supposed to be, what its intention was as sort of peer-to-peer electronic cash. But they just see the number go up and they want to get in. I think, well, I've got to get in on this. And then, of course, usually by the time you figure out you got to get in on something, it's too late.
At the same time, a savvy investor would know to buy the dip, buy when the price is low, which it is now.
Yeah. And I expect, honestly, that it will be low for the next couple of years because so far it has always followed a 4-year cycle. So it rockets after the rewards for mining get cut in half.
The halving?
Yes, the halving.
That's coming up next year, right?
Yeah.
2024.
Yep, that's...
2024?
Well, yeah, in 2024 is when that's expected to happen. So the next massive bull run's probably going to be not until 2025. And it's going to take a lot of people by surprise because they'll be like, whoa, where did that come from?
Yeah. Like, oh gosh, when those guys were talking about it at the end of 2022, we should have got in.
Yeah. But the nice thing about that is, like, the entire crypto sphere is, like, signal now. You can actually hear people say actual things because the people who are still involved in this...
They're the hardcore people.
Yeah, they're the hardcore people.
The builders.
They know what they're talking
about. The programmers.
About. Right. They're actually in it. They know that this is a long-term project.
Yeah, you're right. The price dips clear out the investor types, a lot of them. Clear off the playing board.
And bye-bye, speculators.
The serious players are still there making crypto better, advancing the ball programmatically. The number 603-283-6160. We're going to talk about just trying to find some food in Cuba and Greece.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.